The party. Cody's family moved to a new house. His dad got a new job as a professor. Cody liked his new town, but he missed his grandparents. For his birthday, Cody wanted to have a party. His dad said, "Yes, we could even have a band play." On the day of the party, Cody woke up and rushed to get ready. He started to check his list of things to do. He was so excited. But then he noticed something terrible. There was snow on the ground, and lots of it. "Dad," he yelled, "how can the band play their instruments outside?" Dad said, "We'll move the stage inside." It barely fit within the garage because there were some boxes and garbage there. But when they finished, they got a call from the band. They did not want to come in the snowstorm. Dad said, "Let's get someone to perform magic." But no one would come because of the snow. Finally, Dad said, "Cody, there's too much snow. We need to cancel the party." "Yes, sir," Cody said sadly. "It's going to be a boring birthday," he predicted. Cody wanted to share his birthday with someone. He wanted to be at his old home. He wanted to see his grandparents. But then something got his attention. He noticed a car in the driveway. His grandparents owned a car like that. Cody was right. His grandparents came for his birthday. "Happy birthday, Cody! We're sorry we are late, but there was so much snow. It made us go off schedule. We tried to leave a message to tell you." Cody told them what happened. "I'm sorry," said Grandpa. "I was sad," Cody said. "But I'm not anymore. I'm so happy to see you." Dad brought out Cody's birthday treat. It was his favorite type, a sundae with whipped cream on top. Then Cody told his grandparents about the new town. It was his best birthday ever.
At Sign, English Short Stories. All rights reserved.